It is March 26, 2024, 7:09 a.m. Good morning. So, news. Yesterday, before I went to bed, I decided to pull the trigger to buy a new recorder. I've been debating to get this new recorder for the past, couple of months now. For a few months now. I've been debating to get a 32-bit recorder for podcasting, but it was a little tough because I was waiting for Zoom to release the new H6e, the essential ones, and based on the reviews and based on like massive research, reading the manual, all that good stuff. It's not as good as the old H series. I'm currently using H5 right now to record all my my podcasts. This log is being recorded by H5. I use my H5 to do field recording. I've done a lot of things with my H5, and it's a very good recorder. Good recorder 8 years ago. If you buy a recorder now as H5, it's still a good recorder. You are using older technology, but it's a tried and true, battle-born, tested recorder. But the new H series essentials, everyone has one thing to say when they talk about this recorder. It is plasticky, way more plastic than normal. It's sounds good. There's a lot of things has it, but it's still missing that extra thing to make it worthwhile moving to an essential series H recorder, right? And that was the biggest thing they're saying, that it's a great recorder, but there's not enough for you to move up to the next level, especially if you have an H5, H6, and and I agree with them, because you actually lose a couple of features compared to what you have right now. The only thing that you get is 32-bit, right? And it's very chunky. It's a chunky monkey recorder. And the handling noise is so bad that it's if you have it, you literally have to put it on the table. Right now, I'm using a tripod to hold my H5 because the handling is back then was acceptable. Now it's not acceptable, right? So after doing research, I decided to get a Tascam Portacaster X8. The reason why I got the X8 instead of the X6 is because of the combo jacks. The XLR input has a quarter inch, so I can still use my my two preamps connected to it. I was looking at the Portacaster X6, but unfortunately the connector for the microphone is only XLR, there's no quarter inch in. So that was a little disappointing. But I bought it last night, because I looked at other stores. Some of the stores in Canada are selling for $700, so it's a very premium product, so they're selling for $700. Some places I see for $800, but Amazon is selling it for $500. So I pulled the trigger, bought it. It'll be here next week. So I'm hoping that I'm actually making coffee right now, by the way. I'm hoping that this recorder will help eliminate me carrying my Portcaster Pro 2 outside the home. Reason why I don't want to carry that is it's a great recorder. It works really well, but it's just too big for me to carry, especially if I'm going to be lugging it location to location, recording the podcast I'm recording now, plus if I can start doing freelance work. So it's easier for me to have a handheld, because that's a 4-channel. This is a 4-channel plus microphone built in. It does mix minus. So I'm trying to read the manual, trying to figure that out. I think I sorted it out already. So the only way I can figure that out is if I have it working. If I have this up and running, working perfectly, then I'm happy with this setup, right? So I'm just going to pour some water on my drip here. Yeah, so as soon as I get that, at least I can test the USB. The key is the USB, because your Bookmark podcast, we do a lot of remote stuff. And if you do bring guests in, and if you do bring other people in to do a book review, it would be nice to record this record the episode with my co-host in the same room, then bring people in after that. I think that would be the easiest one. And then sometimes when we record an episode, we normally do a run and gun recording style. So we go to a park, record there, or go to the cafe, record there. So it's not very it's not very ideal for us to set up the mixer, set up everything and connect everything, and you're good to go. At least this setup for doing a run and gun, I can literally just have an extension cord for the tube, but that's it. But everything else will be run by battery. The only thing that I haven't read yet in the on the manual is how to do a particular output from an output itself. If you have a full mix, I want, let's say, input 2 not to go to the headphones. I just need to figure out how to do that still, because my H5 actually does that. I haven't seen anything in the manual yet. So, but my Portcaster does that. So I can do a matrix output out of the Portcaster, but and also in the H5, but I haven't read anything in the Portcaster yet. So that's sort of a thing, because my co-host does not like to hear his voice when he uses headphones. So he's very particular about that kind of thing. Drives me nuts. Love the guy to death, but he drives me nuts. But that's the only thing. But if you're doing a remote, he has to suck it up for a bit, or we use a bigger board to make that work. But anyway, anywho, it is what it is. So, but yeah, I bought it last night. It's coming in next week. Can't wait to use it. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. It's an Portocaster. It is an upgrade to the H5, the H5 or H4, H6, or H6. Yeah, H6. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, H6. The H6 Essential. It's not an upgrade to what I have now. It's just another option to click. That's just crazy. So I decided to get the Tascam. The two things that I don't like about those two recorders, you have to buy a Bluetooth dongle to make it Bluetooth compatible. If you're gonna pay for a Bluetooth dongle, and 90% of the people who are buying this will get it anyway, so much just put it on. It drives me crazy that you have to separate Bluetooth. In today's technology and society, we should not be buying a separate Bluetooth to things. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, wow. I think it's a Zoom model, so it's dumb. Now, people are like, Tascam is doing it now because they think it's a good idea to follow Zoom on that situation. Zoom has great products and all. Don't get me wrong. I love some of their field recorders, their F-Series, but if you buy a Bluetooth dongle as an option, as an add-on, it just doesn't make any sense. It just drives me nuts. Sorry for the ramble. It is 9:56 a.m. And it's been raining sort of. You can actually hear the garbage guys outside my building just collecting the garbage. But it's supposed to be a very warm day today. We'll find out when I go out. So I was doing some research regarding the Portcaster even more to find out if there's what kind of rigs do people put together for this recorder, because if you have a field recorder, people do a lot of things with it to make it easier for them, because the way I'm planning to use the recorder is just to literally record podcasts and for maximum 4 people and do a remote thing, and I'm still trying to figure out how to carry this, because originally I was thinking about getting a hard case with a wheelie hard case just to lug everything around, but if I'm going to put everything in a bag, I think it'll be easier because I'm not planning to bring a laptop with me when I do recording. If I do need to upload something to a server or to a cloud, I'll just use my phone or my iPad. So it's not a very big deal, because I usually wait until I get home to edit any audio. So if I do need to bring a laptop, I just have to figure out how to do that later on. The camera bag I'm using right now to carry my current setup for podcasting, it's not wide for a laptop. It's not designed to bring a laptop. It's designed to just grab your camera gear, run to site, take photos, and leave again, right? So it's really not designed. But even my my wheelie bag for my camera gear, same thing. This isn't really it doesn't really carry laptops. That was my mistake, because thinking that if I'm going to do any editing, I'll do it at home, right, in the office. So for me, not having a laptop sleeve within the bag, that's actually my fault. So I'm looking at other options right now in the future regarding how to carry that. Because before I was thinking about bringing my Rodecaster Pro on a case, so I do need a bigger case for that one. But if I, I got a Portcaster coming in next week, that's that factor of having something big to carry is actually it's not there anymore. So that's why I'm kind of considering, okay, I'm just going to keep using the bag that I have right now until I need to upgrade that bag, or even the wheelie bag, just to carry some stuff. The only thing that I have to consider is bringing extra cables. If I'm going to do a four-person podcast, I do need to carry two additional mics. Only two. I have one already for the one I use constantly, and my co-host actually has his own mic. So we just have to bring two additional mics for guests and all that stuff, plus cables and my headphone amplifier, but that's easy to carry. I do have plenty of room left in my bag to carry all that stuff, so it's not a big problem. Also, for a mic stand, I actually have another base that I can use, so I just have to get the quick release for that one. So it's not a big deal, right? But overall, I'm very happy with what I'm looking for. Actually, just one point. I was looking to get an Orca or a KTAC audio mixer bag for field recording. But I got to figure out how to mount the recorder into that. So this, like, I was just my mind just ending up like going everywhere just to figure out how to set this up. Ideally, it would be nice to just open the bag, start recording, right? But because I'm using a tube mic preamp on the co-host's mics, I need to power that up. I need to insert that, and they're designed to be put on one RU rack mount, and right now they're stacked together, and they worked out. I actually put Velcro, like a industrial Velcro, on those things, so they're not gonna move. They're not gonna be pull apart pretty easily. They fit very well in a camera bag, but racking them, I've been looking at solutions. It's kind of crappy. If you guys are wondering why I didn't just get the rack solution of it, because they have a preamp on it, or they have a compressor. Nothing both. I can get SSL Big 6 500 series units, but they're twice as more expensive than what I have now, and they're not designed to be pop in the bag and go. So this one is. So yeah, I know this log became more like a technical thing for podcasting, but it's been a while. It's been a month that I haven't really touched and talked about podcasting equipment and podcasting stuff. So it's kind of, I get a little excited for the past couple of days, so it's just mind that for a bit. But yeah, no, the whole setup itself works really works the way I'm thinking. When I get my new recorder, this setup will be perfect. I have a feeling that the recorder should fit in my current case that I have for my H5. Hopefully, if not, I do have another case that I can use. This is my old GoPro case. You remember they gave you a bigger case and a smaller case? I got the smaller case, so I'll just use that, see if that fits. If that fits, perfect. If it doesn't, then I gotta find another way to carry that thing. But yeah, it's easy to put everything into the backpack and go out and record things. So I'm pretty happy with the setup. I'm pretty happy with the recording. I am using my H5. Yesterday's log was recorded on a on my podcasting setup, so it's the signal is so much better. It's a lot hotter, and yeah, I'm just doing that research. Plus, on top of it, I'm working, so during paragraphs of writing, technical writing, I end up just doing research to reset my mind a bit, and it helps a bit. So, yeah. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Doing some research for work. I am actually looking because I have to go out for lunch today, so I'm probably gonna go to the camera store near the, well, I have in my lunchtime I have to go to Best Buy to drop off a used monitor for recycling. Across it is just another camera store. That camera does a lot of video work as well too. So I head there to see if I can get a dimension of a bag, see if that makes sense. See if they actually have a hard case as well too. Again, just do some measurements and see how that actually gonna work out. But yeah, I think that's the best way to do this. I think this is the best way to put all the things together. Too bad I don't have CAD drawings for all those cases. If they do, I can actually just put everything in CAD, dump it in there. It works. If they have DWG version, DWX DX something. Files for those, it'll be easier for me to work on this, so I don't have to like physically go there. I can just dimension it, but unfortunately, you don't have any of that. That's really frustrating. So I gotta do the old-fashioned way: go there, measure it, and yeah, I do also need to get Allen keys because I can't find all my Allen keys. Yeah, a lot of things that that I've been neglecting for the past week, that for the past few month. But not neglecting, but forgot about. So I just need to find it. It's kind of funny because I bought bins to put all my equipment in for just to clean up the desk. I made a mistake not inventorying it, so now I'm kind of like I have to ransack it to find a couple of things. I really don't want to do that, but I might have to. That's what happens if you try to go get organized and you don't remember how you organized it. It's the way of the world. It is 2:19 p.m. and I realized something that they've been saying for the since this morning is I keep saying Portocaster. It's actually Portocapture X8. That's the one I ended up getting. It's kind of funny though because I keep saying Portocaster because all my stuff, especially my Rode, is a Rode Port Rodecaster, but the Tascams call it Rode. Sorry, Tascam Portacaster, not Porta. It's the blah, 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 blah. Sorry, Rode calls their product Rodecaster. The Tascams calls their product Portacapture. So, the recorder I got is Portacapture X8. So, okay. I just want to clear that up because I have the feeling I keep saying the wrong one over and over again. So it is a Portacapture X8. That's what I got. And I was doing a little bit of research regarding the USB thing, the mix minus USB. And it's kind of weird that it tells you how to bring in USB. But when you press the USB mix minus, this is where it gets a little confusing because there's really nothing there to indicate it is a mix minus. Even the manual for the version 1.33 version of the firmware doesn't, it says mix minus, this USB when you choose a USB, but it does not say how the mix minus works. So it is kind of confusing how it actually works. You can record the USB going in, so that's good. That's exactly what I'm looking for. But I don't know how it's actually being pushed out. So, for example, my Rodecaster Pro 2, when I do a USB, I have a separate channel for recording it into my DAW, right? And also internally as well too. Does the Tascam do the same thing? Like it will push out in the DAW side all the channels that's been activated, including USB, does it record it internally as well as separate channels? And the same thing, does mix minus back to your conferencing system? Like, for example, Zoom, Teams, BlueJeans, you name it, does the same thing, Cisco, whatever. So I'm very curious how that's going to work, because if that's the case, my goodness, this is going to replace my Rodecaster Pro 2 on the road. So I can literally just leave this in the studio. But if that doesn't exactly how it works, then we might have an issue here. It's not exactly what I wanted to do. So I can't wait to see it next week. I did ask for the slow bus to come in for that one. I didn't pay the extra for the faster delivery. I believe it's coming from the U.S. Apparently, it's hard to find up here in Canada. If you do find in Canada, it is considered a special order. Yeah. So that can be very, very interesting. But it is coming next week, so I'll find out more. So far, that's the only. So far, that's what I'm speculating how it's going to work, if it's a typical mix minus type USB device recorder thing. The second question I have that I can't find, I read the manual twice now. The manual does not indicate when you do a listen, when you do a when you do a multi output. For example, it does have an output, right? Like here's an example. The H5 that I have right now, the Zoom H5, the original one, I can actually tell the recorder I can do a mix out from the headphones, right? Does not interfere with the main output of the final mix. So for example, if I want to only hear channel 1 and the rest will be off, I can do that as a secondary output, like a headphones output, but it does not affect the final mix. So far, what I've read in the Tascam's manual, the X8 manual, you can solo it, but does not. You can only solo. So if you want to hear just, let's say, my the one mic out of everything, I can solo it, but that's the farthest I can go. So it's kind of weird that I can't do that. Yeah, that's just kind of weird. Also, it actually says there I can the output of the X8, I can put in a PA system and mix it from there. That's kind of weird in my opinion, but it is what it is. It would be nice to have a mix out and headphones out on top of that, just to give a little bit of variety in it. I don't know, just me. But it's not a full blown. Like, in other words, they compress what the Procaster is into one handheld unit. That's perfect. Exactly what I've been looking for. And yeah, I think I can't wait for it to come in so I can actually look at it properly and play with it and test it to get my final thoughts of the whole thing. It is 5:02 p.m. Finished work about half an hour ago. I'm just feeding Marco. And I'm trying to figure out my other podcast, my Camping with Lenny podcast. Because of what happened, I decided to put a pause on that podcast until mid of this year. Reason why is, I think I mentioned before, I do want to spend a little bit more time with family and friends this year. And me going away every couple of weeks was not ideal. But so I decided that I'm just going to put that on pause for now. Again, it's just to make it easier to spend more time. That means I'm going to be staying more in the city rather than traveling to campsite to campsite to campsite. But yeah, I do have affiliates in that podcast that I need to figure out what to do with it. because it'll be nice to keep using, keep that program up and running, and keep that potential revenue stream coming in. I thought about monetizing this podcast, but this podcast log thing. But I'm not sure yet. I'm still undecided. But it was just been the reason why I started thinking about this and started thinking about putting a hold in the Camping with Lenny podcast is it's just, I don't want to say too much to deal with, but it's just, I don't know, stuff's still very triggering regarding my mom, regarding me missing my mom and her passing away. Like grocery shopping, sometimes I feel a bit emotional going into shopping because anything that food related, I related to my mom because she's such a great cook and also a baker. So it's hard for me to cook something or go to the grocery store and things that that she likes cooking, for example, or putting something together or experimenting with the new cuisines. Like a few days ago, I went to our local grocery store here, and I literally grabbed the stuff I needed and get out as fast as I can because I was tearing up a bit. And I went back to the same store this afternoon during lunchtime. I felt the same way too, so I was a little, so mentally and emotionally, I'm not ready to go away for a camping trip and be safe at the same time. So I decided to just put a hold on that and hopefully I bounce back and go camping again because I love camping. So, yeah. That's what I'm doing. But, I just want to stay in town, be closer to family and friends, and spend more time with Marco and the wifey. Speaking of Marco, hey, buddy. Are you done? He's eating his dinner right now, so I think he's done eating dinner. He's calling me for his medis and treats. Okay, I think that's it for today. I'll see you guys there. Or more like, I'll talk to you guys later.